Her bones revolutionized the way scientists would come to view human evolution. In Ethiopia, she is called Dinkanesh, meaning thing of wonder. In the West, we call her Lucy. Scientists call her Australopithecus afarensis, southern ape of East Africa. 3 million years ago, a 21-year-old female hominid died a natural death in what is now called the Afar region of Ethiopia. Her body fell into a lake, decomposed, and was eventually buried by hundreds of feet of gravel and sand. Weighing about 75 pounds, she walked upright and stood 3.5 feet tall. Her brain a little larger than a modern chimpanzee, her arms long and hands curved. She was comfortable standing and foraging on the ground during the day and just as easily climbing into the trees for safety at night. Tropical Africa had been changing. Lush forests were shrinking, rainfall decreasing, creating wet and dry seasons. Dense forests gave way to open grasslands and small woodlands. Deep in the forest, ancestors of modern monkeys were reproducing quickly, their population increasing and driving the apes out. Some apes simply died off. Some stood up. Lucy could have walked for long distances, crossing the savannas to woodlands and smaller forests in search of food, her hands free to carry food back to the young. These were distinct survival advantages. Her kind lived on this planet for over 1 million years with very little change. Before the telltale bones of her knee joint and pelvis were found, scientists assumed that human evolution depended entirely on the enlargement of the brain, that intelligence was the trait that drove human evolution. They were looking for the missing link in the form of a big-brained ape. Lucy changed all of that. She walked upright, her hands free to carry and create tools, and yet her brain was small. It would be skeletal changes in the hip and knee and large toe that would precede changed brain size in human evolution. Her bones were found by a group of scientists led by Dr. Donald Johansson in 1974. During the celebration that followed the find, Elton John's rendition of the Beatles song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds played over and over in the desert camp. Named for a girl in a Beatles song, Lucy is the root of our human history.
Lucy, the Bones, presented by Christina Soma. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.